Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, good morning and happy Wednesday to each and every one of you. I hope you are enjoying this amazing summer season. And I know that I have been missing in action, taking care of some young people, but I am so honored to be back live with you this morning. And for those of you who took advantage of the pre-recordings and some repeat episode, I thank you for doing that so you can stay connected with me. And I pray that you have learned something new after you have listened to the recording again. Because if you are like me, every time I reread something, a book or a poem or something, each time that I read it over, I am always coming away with more powerful nuggets. So again, I thank those of you who took advantage of that.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I want to be more than just somebody. I want to be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Well, again, I am so excited to be back on live with you this morning. And before we get into the conversation for today, I want to do a couple of announcements. And the first one, if you are in the New York State and Connecticut, anywhere in Connecticut, I'm looking for a few wonderful families for 20 days in August, from August the 2nd to the 21st, to help to host some amazing young people who are visiting our country from France to enhance their English and to learn about the American culture. So for those of you who are interested in doing that, just send me an email. For more information, you can send me an email at dynamicdaphne@aol.com. I have some 14-year-old boys and 15-year-old girls and 16-year-old girl, and I have one young woman, 17, who is a vegetarian that I need a family for. So, again, there are amazing things that takes place. They go on trips to Boston, Six Flags and New York, and you can be part of those trips along with them and get some to meet some amazing families. We were in Boston this past Monday, and three of the host mothers and myself, we had dinner together. And, you know, one of the lady looked at me and she said, you know something? I think I'm having more fun than these children are having. So that speaks volume of it, because a lot of times, especially as women, we don't do anything for ourselves. We are always putting our families first, and we don't take time to pamper ourselves and to rewind. So participating in this program gives you the opportunity to do that. So email me, dynamicdaphne@aol.com, or go ahead and call me direct, 860-355-9838, 860-355-9838, and I will give you the additional information you need to participate in this program. All right, so today we are speaking about, you know, entrepreneurship as usual on a Wednesday. That's what we do. And particularly today's topic is knowing your strengths for best results. Knowing your strengths for best results. And as I continue the conversation this morning, we want to focus on our strength as entrepreneurs can help us take our business to the next level, whatever the next level is. The next level for each and every one of us is something different. Knowing our story, telling our story, understanding what keeps us inspired, showing our vulnerability, uniqueness, and authenticity. And I want to remind you to check out my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. We have some neat giveaways there for you to take advantage of. So check that out. And also check out the GoFundMe.com/G4M3 8. And that's where you can donate towards our breakfast feeding program. And I am so grateful that the first Monday of September 2014, we will launch the breakfast feeding program at the Carmel Lade School in Jamaica, West Indies. So check it out. Every little bit helps. Every little bit helps. You can give us $5 depending on what the evaluation of the U.S. dollar is. That can feed God 3 children. If it gets higher, we will be able to feed more. But don't worry about how many it will feed. Give us what you have, and we will be sure to stretch your dollars so that the kids are getting a healthy breakfast. All right. So with that being said, I want to start today's conversation off with one of my favorite quotes. And it is by Oliver Wendell Holmes. And it reads, what lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters comparing to what lies within us. And I love this quote because as I read it, it tells me that there are no limits to the things I can accomplish and the things that you can accomplish. Because each and every one of us, we have so much on top potential. A lot of times people speak about potential and they think once they have accomplished something, they have done it and they need to stop. And our potential, as I know I've said on here before, are the on top things that we have not yet approached. So every time you check something off of your list, it is no longer your potential. But I know for me, the more I check something off of my list, the more something else come on and I keep going. So I know that as long as we are breathing oxygen, we will never reach our potential because our potential is unlimited. So Oliver Wendell Holmes is so correct in saying, what lies behind us and what lies before us is nothing in comparison to what lies within us. So if you get nothing else out of the conversation, I want you to think about that and ponder on that for a while. Ponder on it. You know, as long as it takes for it to resonate with you, I want you to ponder on those words because you are probably at a phase of your life right now where you are taking it easy because you says, I've been there, I've done that. I have been there, I've done that, and, you know, all the saying that they have that goes along with that. But I'm here to tell you that there is no time to sit around to be resting. There are so much to be done. There is work to be done in the world, you know, and the reason that many of us are doing the work that we do is because there is so much to be done and you need to take a stand for what it is that you believe in. You know, we all have the freedom to choose. We are all unique being and we have the powerful opportunity to choose. You know, we were created for greatness, and as we all enter into the business arena or the entrepreneurial arena, we are always looking for that thing, that one little thing that makes us stand out. We are looking for that one thing that we can say or do that will help someone to change their lives for the better. A lot of times it doesn't take a lot for you to make a difference in somebody else's life. It might just be that one or two or three or four or five words that you say to that person that will make that drastic turnaround for them. I am sure you have heard people on numerous occasions says, you know, this person or that person said such and such to me, and that's when that light bulb moment came for me. That was when I decided that I will be making that turnaround in my life. So, don't dismiss anything that is said to you. Each and every experience in our lives are those experiences that comes to us for us to learn lessons. The lessons that we learn are not always learned in classroom, in a physical, structured, designed classroom. A lot of times our classrooms are our everyday experiences in life, the conversations we have, the encounters we endure. A lot of times the conflicts we enter into or we experience, oftentimes those are lessons learned as well. And I know for entrepreneurs, we are always learning lessons each and every day. For some of us, it takes us longer than others. However, because we are unique and we are walking in our own uniqueness, it doesn't really matter how long it takes us to learn. What is important is that we learn. So as I go into this conversation about knowing your strengths, and, you know, I enjoy playing off my strengths, and I'm sure you do the same thing too. So a lot of what I'm sharing with you this morning will be coming to you from my life journey and my experiences in the things that I do. So a few years ago, I came to the realization I had inside of me the power, the amazing power of the freedom to choose. I did not have to allow my experiences, good or bad, to hold me hostage. I did not have to look on my humble beginnings in Jamaica to hold me back. I was in a whole big world now, and I can choose the direction to go. There were times in my life when I was standing at a fork in the road of life, and I pondered, should I go left, should I go right, should I go north, should I go east, should I go south, should I go west? And I am sure that that has come into your life as well. However, as I continue to focus on my freedom to choose, whichever direction I chose that I was going to go, I was not being shoved or pushed there. I was not bullied into going into that direction. It was a choice, and a choice that I made willingly, and a choice that I could always modify, adjust, or dismantle. So when you enter into a situation knowing that you have the freedom to choose, then you don't go around blaming others for where you are, not in your personal life and not in your business either. All right? So I just decided I wanted to mention that. And as I look at my freedom to choose, there were some words as I, you know, preparing for the show, and I was looking in my journal and everything. There were some words that came readily to my mind as I thought about being free. And I thought of the word response. How would I respond to the experiences I would know encounter. I pondered about that. I thought about my independent will. I had the will to harness the things that was coming to me, keep them or throw them out, whatever. It was all up to me. You know, I had a conscience to go with, to know that this is going to work for me or this is not going to work for me now. However, this can place on the back burner and be utilized at a later date. I thought of my creativity and my imagination. I could choose to be in a mediocre state of mind, or I could, as they put it, let my imagination run wild. And I found out that at those times when I decided to let my creativity and my imagination take full control, it is always an amazing experience. I realized also that freedom called for self-awareness. I had to be aware of who I am. I had to be aware of whose I am. And knowing that what I was embarking on was really not about me, but how the universe wants me to collaborate with the instructions that it is giving me to do the things that I am called to do. So as I became fully self-aware, I know that regardless of what somebody else might be doing or saying, it really doesn't impact me because I had to follow suit of what the universe had for me. And for every time that I would do that, it really stimulates my energy. I always want to do more. I always want to be adding value to each and every situation that I entered into. So the freedom to choose in life, for me, is a real powerful one. So that's a question you want to ask yourself as you focus on your strengths. Are you free? And as you ask yourself that question as an entrepreneur, I want you to define what freedom looks like for you. What does freedom mean for you? You know, I was listening to a speaker once. I don't remember who the speaker is. Oh, I want to welcome Sex, Let's Make It Better. Interesting. Oh, it's an interesting name. Welcome to the show. I think this person already is free. But if you can call in, I would love to hear what that name is all about. But welcome. I think you're a new listener to the show. I've never seen you in the chat before unless you have changed your name. So welcome. So, however, I heard once a speaker was saying that a lot of people who are incarcerated or in prison are much more freer than those that are not behind bars. And I applaud loudly because there are many people who are on the outside and they are imprisoned. They are not free. So you are the ones who can define what freedom means for you? Thank you. I enjoy new people coming, and I do hope that you will find some value in today's conversation. And you're welcome to calling at any time with your question, 646-915-8166. Again, thank you for stopping by. So, as an entrepreneur that is looking to make a difference in the world, you need to be free. And define what freedom means for you. You know, for me, freedom is having the time and the flexibility to do what I am called to do without any restraint. And this is why I am such an advocate for social media, because the things that we are able to do on social media now and reach out and talk with people, we were not able to do that sometimes gone by, because I can recall when I did traditional radio, when I was going into a studio locally here in Connecticut, I did not have the reach that I have now that I'm doing the radio online. I am reaching people all over the world. So what's your freedom? My freedom is, as an entrepreneur, is having the ability to work with whomever I choose to, regardless of religious affiliation and belief, regardless of sexual orientation, regardless of their color or ethnicity, and the list goes on. I am free to serve every human being on this planet. I don't have to say that, oh, my corporation will not allow me to do this or to do that. I am called to work with individuals to help them able to give the best of who they are to the world. I am a transformer. I help people to reinvent who they are and what they are about. So for every client I work with, at the end of that, they know that they are operating in their authenticity. They know that their only competition is their last performance, because nobody can do them, because I work with them and show them how to give the best of themselves to the world. And when we give our best, nothing else can be requested of us. And operating in our uniqueness and authenticity, it's such a freedom. It's relieve all the anxiety in knowing that you don't need to spend 3 weeks out of the month tracking down what your competition is doing, but you keep fine-tuning what you are about and continue to add to your best. And your best become better, and you keep doing, and you keep doing, and you keep doing. You hone into your story. You know to tell your story. You are not ashamed to share your vulnerability with your clients, because you know, they know where you're coming from, and if you can excel after all those things, they know that you can help them to do the very same. So a lot of times, as an entrepreneur, you need to stop playing it safe. A lot of people are playing it safely, and they don't want to let people know about their downfalls and their shortcomings and all of that. That's why our clients engage us for our services. That is why they want to do business with us. They want to know your journey and to understand how you made it from the valley to where you are now. One of the other things that I looked at early in my life as I was focusing on what my strengths are and all of that, I had to create what I call back then a circle of concerns. What were some of the things that I was concerned about? And a biggie for me there was I was in circles where I was kind of the smartest one there. And I realized, it's like I'm being drained. People keep pulling from me. I said, I need to place myself in a circle of influencers, people who I can draw from. And I'm not only drawing, but I'm able to give back. And as I work from my circle of concern to my circle of influence, I realize that when you operate like that and when the season comes where you have to move on to a new circle, it's easy for you to do because you, for me, I look at it as if I'm graduating, you know, from one course to another. When you are in circles of concerns and you remain there, you are not allowing yourself to grow and you are not allowing others to grow because if you're there and you just keep giving, and no one else in that circle or community or gathering has anything to offer, it's time for you to move because not only it is damaging for yourself, but it is damaging for the other people in that circle as well because they become dependent on you. It's like an addict who is dependent on whatever it is that they are addicted to. However, as you move forward and you go over to the next circle, you're going to find out that new leaders will begin to emerge. So you need to identify your strength as a leader. You don't necessarily need to have someone tell you when it's time for you to move on. You should know within your gut, it's time. I need to move on from here. And it doesn't mean that people cannot contact you and you give some recommendation here and there. But you are moving and giving room for others to grow. Grow and identify their own strengths. There might be other things that they themselves need to take advantage of. They will identify that. So you teach them the skills that they can use to build on their leadership when you are no longer there. But free it up, you know. You tell people, well, it's time. I'm here right now. So let's have the best time ever. Let's learn from each other because honestly and truly, I'm here now, but I don't know how long I will be here. And you can say that with joy and confidence and happiness because you know that what you're doing is not controlled by your ego. You know the universe is your boss. And when the universe said the season here is over, you need to step it up and move away. not me crying and whining and all of that. If you have done well in the circle that you are, you will not feel as if you don't want to leave. So position yourself, you know, have a checklist that you can move when you're ready. I tell people that each individual who comes into our lives find a section in our lives. So what I do in my mind when I meet people and I'm talking, I have in my mind a mental diagram. And I have three circles. I have an inside circle that is the smallest circle. Then I have a medium-sized circle. And I have a huge circle. But they're all together. It's they have the small one in the middle, then the medium, and then the large one is the outer one. So every person that I meet in my life goes in the outer circle. And that's why it is the biggest circle. I put them in the circle. And depending on the conversation that is taking place right there and then, and what I learn about the person, I can really make a mental decision right there. How long it's going to take for them to be in the inner circle, that second size circle. And that's for people who can offer some kind of influence, some kind of influence over what I am about. They kind of line up with my morals, my values, and all the things that I'm working on. And we are in sync, you know. We are laughing together. We are happy together. We discuss things. And we have a broad look on what is happening. And I say, well, this person can go in my medium size. And then you are probably asking, who goes into the tiny circle? Well, the tiny circle, that circle is for my advisors, people who work with me, my mentor, my coach, my advisors that advise me on big projects and matters, people from my mastermind group. Those are the people that's in my inner circle. Those are the people, my inner circle people, which is exactly what it is, the inner circle of the three. Those are the people who knows Daphne inside out. Inside out. They know everything about me. They challenge the status quo with me. They make me stretch beyond my wildest imagination. So I'm sharing this with you this morning because if you are not yet operating with something similar in your life as you design this model for yourself, I want you to take a look at it because all of us need inner circle people. All right? And you got to spend money for those people. You got to invest because you know they say you get what you pay for. So if you're not paying nothing, you're not getting anything much. So if you want top quality influencers, you will need to invest in that. So just a food for thought for you. Don't go bargain hunting when you're working on bringing yourself, your life, or your business to the next level. You need to invest in that which you are looking to accomplish. All right? So the lines are open, 646-915-8166. I want for you to call if you have any questions. I also found out that once I started really utilizing this diagram that I just explained to you, I found out that my positive energy just went off the radar. It's like what they say, like attract like. So there is no way when you, once you have these powerful influences around you, it's contagious. It's like an epidemic because you listen to them converse with each other, especially when you get into the mastermind group. You listen to them interact with each other. You see the results that they are getting. And it's like you're having the itches. It's like, you know, if you have ever been itching with poison ivy or something, that is the kind of itch you're getting all over your body. And you want it too, and you know it's in your reach, and you can taste it, you can smell it, you can feel it. It is right there with you. Had you not been in that circle at that time, you would not have gotten that experience. And from going through that experience, you realize, hey, if John can do it, so can I. The reason I love these experiences is because it lessens my learning curve. I don't have to go out there and make the same mistakes. And this is why I just make the sacrifice and work with the best coaches and the best mentor. People always say to me, but oh, you pay them so much and it is so expensive. Duh. You want good result? You got to pay for it. There's a lot of people who sit down and they continue just doing it their own way, doing it their own way, doing it their own way, and nothing happened. Listen, if you're doing it your own way and nothing happened, that's the time for you to step out, find out where can I get some help in order to expand. All right. The telephone lines are open, 646-915-8166. I want to hear from you. 646-915. I'm giving the wrong number. 646-915-8166. You know, I learned from one of my mentors, Dr. Miles Monroe. I learned from him years ago that when God created the earth and everything that God created, including you and I, he started with the end in mind. At the beginning, he had the end in mind. Before the egg was fertilized for you and I to be present here, God had the end in mind. He knew why he was creating us, and he knew what was going to happen to us. And Dr. Miles also teaches that we as entrepreneurs and business people need to start with the end in mind. Begin with the end in mind with everything we do, you know. And some, it's challenging for them to do that. However, if you have this kind of conversation with people who frequently participate in meditation, you find out that for them, that is a piece of cake. Because what they say, if you don't have to have it to believe it. If you can see it, you can have it. So if we can visualize the success we want, we can have it. So a lot of times we are approaching this whole thing incorrectly. So we can see, if we can see the end from the beginning, once we start this, if we can visualize and see what it is, if we can make our intentions known that this is the result that we are working towards, we are going to get it. Because, you know, a lot of times, I know that a lot of times people put religion in it and get it all mixed up and get it all confused and everything like that. And another thing I heard, I don't remember if it was Joel Olsen, I don't remember who it was, but a preacher was talking about, you know, some people always say they're waiting on the Lord, they're waiting on the Lord. And he says, what does the Lord have to do? Hit you with a 3x4 in your head? Because God give us ideas what to do. But those ideas are like a puzzle. Once you open a box of puzzle, you put the pieces out on something flat, whether it's a card table or a section of the dining table. And I have never seen anyone who put a puzzle together the first day they opened that box. They always keep going and putting pieces together. I want to welcome guest 152 to the show. They keep putting the pieces together until, voila, one of these days you look at the puzzle and it is all completed. And as entrepreneurs, this is what we also need to do. What is it about you that you think people want to know? You notice I said you know your story. What's your story? How are you telling your story? You and I can have similar stories. However, what's powerful about that? The unique way in which we are telling our story. The unique way in which we are telling our story. You know something? When I was homeless and I was living at the women's shelter with my son, and I used to talk to one of the directors there, and after I left the shelter and I was seeing the director in town, and we were talking one day, and she said to me, you know something, I remember when you were at the shelter, every day you would get up and you were dressed as if you were going to work, and you would have your makeup on, and you would come and ask us to use the phone because you were using the telephone to look for jobs. However, for me, that was who I was. I was not going to allow being homeless and being in the shelter to rob me of the self-esteem that I know I had. So I held on to that. And it wasn't, I know some of the people at the shelter used to look at me different and say, you know, why? One lady asked me in the kitchen every day, one day, she said, why do you have to dress up every day? And I said, I'm not dressed up. You know, I woke up and I have to get ready for the day, all right? And this is what happened regardless of your situation that you are going through. What's your story? We all are going to have stories, and our stories are like dips and valleys, you know, hills, plains. Our stories are like sunshine, snow, rain, sleet, what it is. Craft your story. Know what section of your story will impact what community. It's the same story. However, you will not need to bore every person you meet with your entire story. But you will give them that portion of your story that will help to turn their lives around. Give them that section of your story that will help them to engage your service or your products, and you will get them as a client. I've spoken with millions and millions of people, right? Whether I'm doing it on the radio, or I'm doing it on the television show, or for those I meet at conferences and wherever I meet them and all of that. Not everyone knows all of my story about my homelessness, because some of them, it will not do anything for them. There are audiences I work with. They know about me losing my mother at age 13. There are some who knew that I grew up poor in Jamaica. There are others who knew that I had 5 miscarriages. There are others that knew that I got divorced when my child was a little over 2 years old. There are some that knew that my son got incarcerated and that I went back to college when he should have been the one going to college because he was incarcerated. Because at age 67, my life story is long. So I make that decision to tell the portion of the story that will help the audience or the individual that I am working with at that particular time. So I shared that with you this morning to say, know your story well before you go out there and start telling people. So, if you have not yet done so, it does not really concern me what kind of a business you are in, because I know the clients and the customers that we have, they are buying us. They are buying us and our story. So if you have not been using your story since you have in business, I encourage you. Today, the 23rd day of July, 2014, let this be the day that you make the commitment to start using your personal story more. You will find out that it's going to attract customers to you like you could never imagine. So, listen, try it out, and that's a free advice I'm giving you. I will not be advising you for that. However, call me and let me know how it works out once you start trying that. All right? So, again, the number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. So, all right, let's get a word from my sponsor here. And while I look for their thing, I want to remind you that the breakfast feeding program at the Carmel All-Age School in Jamaica, West Indies, will be officially launched on the first day in September, and you may contribute by visiting www.gofundme.com/1G4M38. Every $5 you give can feed up to 3 children breakfast every day. So I look for your support and any other insights that you may have to help us grow the breakfast feeding program.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell-Durant, Senior Managing Partner. AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
Okay. And if you are in the Connecticut area or some close New York that is close to Connecticut, that section, if you are in this part of the country or the world, I am reaching out for your support for 20 days to host a French student from France coming to Connecticut to learn English and to learn about the American culture. Their ages are from 14 to 18 years old, and the dates are August the 2nd through the 21st. So call me 860-355-9838. Or email me at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com or dynamicdaphne@aol.com, and I can give you more information. If you cannot host for the entire 20 days, we can talk about having you do portion of the time. So please, help me help these children. You will be happy you did. For the rest of the of your life, you would have a family, an added family member, because you had shared some hospitality with them. You have shared your culture, your food, and your language with them. You also get to make some amazing friends because you get to go on the trips to Boston, Six Flags, and New York as well. So please, I hope to hear from you. So reach out with me. If you have not yet done so, please connect with me on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, Facebook.com at Dynamic Daphne. That's my fan page. On LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Instagram, I am at Daphne Clark Hudson. So connect with me on social media, and please join my mailing list at DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. We have ebooks for you when you do that. We have CDs. We have DVDs for you. And I am proud to announce that my latest book has made the Amazon bestseller list. Mission Unstoppable. I am one of the authors in that book, and I am excited to say I am so honored to be an Amazon best-selling author. So check it out on Amazon, Mission Unstoppable, and be sure to pick your copy up. You can pre-order it because the official release is coming up soon. But isn't it amazing that you can do pre-sale of your books and have them become a best-selling author in four different categories? So I am grateful that I have been blessed that way. So check it out, Mission Unstoppable. All right, so to reach us here, the number is 646-915-8166. So continuing the conversation, I mentioned about my mentor and his teaching about the beginning, begin with the end in mind. You know, a lot of times our view and our vision is so limited. We cannot see past right in front of us. Yeah, you know, 6 inches in front of us, that's the distance to where we can see. But interdependence shows us that we must start with the end in mind. So we need to, you have to seek first to understand, then to be understood. All right? I remember, and if you are as old as I am, you will also remember that there were years ago when we used to do traditional networking. And we used to have the trifold brochure. We used to have the flyers. We used to have the business cards, and we go and we push, and people always say, make sure you can give out at least 25 business cards and blah, 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 blah. And now we are at the stage where we talk about synergies. So we move, it's like a paradigm shift, that we are now in the synergistic stage where one-on-one is no longer two, but one-on-one becomes 11. And that's what synergies is about. Synergies mean that we are connected. You know, it's on LinkedIn. You look and you have your level one people, your level two, your level three people. And then occasionally I'm noticing now that there are some of my level three people who is reaching out to connect so they can become number one. And if you are listening and you are not on LinkedIn as an entrepreneur, I want for you to go start a LinkedIn account, because LinkedIn is powerful. I've been on it for a while, and I'm a work in progress too. I have not been doing everything that I need to do business-wise on there. So this is part of the learning. This episode I'm doing today is not just for you. It's for me as well, because I'm leaving monies on the table. And LinkedIn is one of the places that I'm doing that. So I'm getting ready now to harness every aspect of what is available to me. So if you don't yet have, if you don't have a LinkedIn account, I encourage you to go out there and start it. All right? So we talk about, you know, you must seek to understand and then to be understood. So know who you are, know your story, know how you're telling it. So this way, when you share this story with others, they are going to understand your story. I'm talking about the importance of interdependence and how synergies are very important now to connect and build relationships so that my tribe is going to, in the end, become your tribe, all right? So then as we do that, we form the synergies and everything. Now we are going to be having access to some public victories, because as I learn about what you are about, I'm going out there and I'm spreading the news for you. You know, did you hear about Suzanne? She does this, she does that. I have a friend, Deborah Hartnett, in the D.C. area. And she's also, she has a radio show as well. And for every time she learns about somebody that she thinks will add value, she always shares it with me. And I do the same thing for her. And I do the same thing with a lot of other people. I share with them, here is what I have found out. Have you heard about it? How can it add value to what you are doing? And that's what the synergies is all about. It's like a family. It's like a mastermind group, and people keep sharing things in there. You know what you do for family? When you have things, you share it with your families first and your neighbors, and then what's left goes to other people. And that's the same thing in this synergy. You keep it in the family. All right? As you work in this interdependence phase and stage, it shows you how to be a win-win thinker. Win-win. You're not thinking about nothing is challenging and nothing is difficult. You're thinking win-win all the way. Because you know that you are not alone. You have somebody. It's like the kids say, you got my back. You hear some people say, oh, he my posse. So it's the same thing. A lot of times people put negative meaning to those words. But it's just like the lingo and the slang. It's the same thing. You got my back. I got your back. You rub my shoulders. I rub your shoulders. And that's what it means. So when you're working in synergies like that, it helps you to focus and have a win-win think. There's nothing to prevent you from winning. The only thing to prevent you from winning is if you refuse to take action to make sure you win. All right? So then as you look at that, and you begin to have the win-win outlook on life, you now graduate. You are not in the interdependent stage anymore. You just move out into independence. You learn that, I must learn to put first things first. I have to prioritize. What is more important right now? I have a lot on my plate, but what's important right now? And you are able to do this at this phase to gain your independence, because while you were in the interdependent phase, you were learning all these skills and strategies that you can use to build on your leadership role. Because it's going to come a time when you are the one training others. Because remember when you were in the interdependent phase first? Others in there, your synergies, they were teaching you. They were investing in you. They were molding you. They were prepping you. But as you enter into the independence phase now, you are going to be the one who is grooming, training, and teaching others. And I tell you, for me, nobody have to tell me when that needs to take place, because it's something that just happens automatic. It's like a fruit on the tree. You know, you look, you see blossom, then you know you see green fruits, and you can tell based on past experiences when the fruits are going to be ripe and ready. A couple weeks I visited somebody's home and they have a lot of plums. And I look at them and I say, wow, that's a lot of plums. When are those going to be ready? She says, in a few weeks, we're going to have ripe plums. And looking at them on that day, for me, who has never seen a plum tree, I had no idea whether it was going to be 6 months or 3 months or whatever. But based on experience with her harvesting plums over the years, she could say, well, in a few weeks, she's going to have plums. And it's the same thing with our lives and growing and capturing and harnessing all the abilities and strengths that we have. You got to know when to take the leap. You got to know when to move without even asking why you're moving. A lot of times I move I don't know why. I just know I had to do it. And the minute I take that move and I go there, all of a sudden, I get the revelation at what needs to be next. So in harnessing your strengths as an entrepreneur, there are two other very important words that you got to get under your belt, and they are the words surrender and obedience. Surrender and obedience. And it has nothing to do with Christianity or religion. A lot of times you're going to get the inclination to do something you don't know why. Just do it. Because the universe is not going to guide you wrong. A lot of times we lose out on businesses and contracts and clients because we procrastinate. We procrastinate and we lose out. So don't question when the universe tells you to do something. Just do it, for God's sake. Just do it. If it says go, just go. You don't know why you need to go, but just go. And you go and you said, you know, I don't know where I'm going, but I'm making sure I turn up. For every time that I do that, it was worth my while. It was honestly worth my while. So, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not always this way. I had to learn. I learned some hard lessons about surrendering and obedience to. And this is why I can share this with you this morning. And this is also part of my vulnerability. You know, I'm still a work in progress. I don't have it all together. However, the parts that I've got together, I can share with you so you don't necessarily have to go down that part unless you're disobedient and want to go for the rough ride. That is also up to you. But I'm not going to not share it with you. I am going to share it with you so I can free up myself to get more blessings in my life. All right? The phone lines are still open, 646-915-8166. So, you cannot afford to be stagnant. You got to be active in your life. And sometimes you got to be proactive too. You know? Just do to be done. A lot of times for me, I don't even have the support to get it done. But you remember the quote I shared at the top of the show at the beginning? It was from Oliver Wendell Holmes when he says, what lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. And this quote can sustain and maintain you all the way to the bank. Because it doesn't matter what you encounter, what struggles you see before you. If you can keep saying this under your breath, even in the midst of the storm, if you can say this in your breath, what lies behind me and what lies before me, tiny matters to what lies within me. I have the power to overcome whatever it is that you are going through. All right? So, let me hear from you. 646-915-8166. You know, it's July, almost coming up to the end of July, so we have 5 months leaving. It is not too late for us to make a difference. We can start where we are and start to rock and roll so we can really get the result we want out there. You know, don't be afraid to collaborate with someone, because remember I mentioned about this synergy. And once you get into synergy, it's an opportunity to co-brand you and your projects, to co-brand your services. I am in the process of doing that right now as I speak to you. So you are probably at a stage of your business now where you are having some trust issues and you don't want people to have the insight about your product, your service, or everything. I know I was speaking with a client the other day, and he was saying to me that, oh, but, you know, people will take my stuff. It's a cruel world out there. And I remind him, I said, who are you? And he repeated his name. I said, no. But really and truly, you know, such and such and such, who are you, really? And it wasn't until I asked him the question about the fourth time he realized, oh, well, I'm authentic and I'm unique. Oh, duh, he was thinking. Oh, my God, there comes the fear again that people is going to take my stuff. And I reminded him, I said, no matter who steal our stuff, they can't do our stuff like we do our stuff. So they sure going to stumble over it, because if your stuff is your story, they can't tell your story like you tell your story. So whatever it is that you are creating and developing, make sure your story is intertwined somewhere in there. You get what I'm saying? So even when people steal your stuff, they can't steal your story, because they aren't you. They didn't live your story. They didn't experience your story. So don't be afraid to expose your vulnerability. Expose your story. Because ain't nobody can do you like you do. I can assure you, if they go out there and start telling your story, they are not going to be getting a client based on that. You are going to get the client, because once people hear your story, they are going to work on finding you to do business with you and to get your results. So surrender, be free, and do you. Don't worry about whether people are going to steal your stuff. I did that for years, didn't want people to look at my stuff. And all of a sudden, I learned the lesson. I'm not holding them back. I am holding myself back. As I told you, it wasn't until I invest in good help, good mentor, good coaches, and all of that, that I was able to heal myself. Yes, guys, heal myself from the fear of letting go. And I tell you, healing feels well. Healing feels good, because I can go out there with a freedom and knowing that ain't nobody that can tell my story. You know, like one of my clients say, oh, that voice you have is the secret sauce. And so what, you know, what's your secret sauce? And I ask my clients to help me, because I don't know all the amazing things about me, but other people know. Because you know that we are so humble a lot of times, we don't take all the credit that's due us. So what's your secret sauce? Make sure you use it and to garnish your story with that. I tell you, man, if you are thinking of how to tell your story, I want you to, you know, go on YouTube and listen to Lisa Nichols. Lisa Nichols is the lady from The Secret. Listen to Lisa. That woman knows how to tell her story. I've known Lisa for about 14 years, and for every time I listen to her tell her story, it mesmerizes me. It mesmerizes me. And you want to hear it more and more and more and more and more. And, you know, you don't need to be her, but you just need to understand about telling your story, because your story is what's going to make you millions. What they say, your mess is your message. Your mess is your message. Your mess is your message. How are you crafting your message? Get help. Ask people how. When before I started on this leg of my journey, I had no idea that I was going to do this until I contacted some people to ask for their evaluation about how they saw me, what were some strengths they saw in me, and everything like that. I went to nursing school, for God's sake. I didn't know anything about being a speaker, a coach, an author, and all of that stuff. No, I went to nursing school. But the one thing that was happening, I was talking. I was always talking. In school, at the hospital, in the community, everybody. I was always talking to people. So, yes, I did not remain as a nurse there because I ventured out on the greater calling of what I was in this world to do. All right, so I want to share with you another kind of diagram that I have. I forgot where I adopted this diagram from. And when you're doing my webinar, I can show you the diagram here. But as I speak about it, I just have to share with you. So you have to use your imagination as I share this. You have, I want you to create a small inner circle. And in that inner circle, I want you to write the word principle in it. And then I want you to create a bigger circle outside of that small one. And then after you do that, I want you to divide that using a line from the inner circle to the outer circle. I want you to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I want you to have 10 lines that connects your small circle inside where you have the word principles to the outer circle. All right? I love colors, so you can choose what colors you put. I have it's like rainbow colors here for me. And I'm sharing this with you because we're talking about the beginning from the end. And as we work on the beginning from the end, each of our lives has different sections to it, all right? Some of our lives are similar as I share these different words that you're going to write in here. And yet there are some of us who don't have some of these words at all in our lives. As I share this particular diagram with you, some people are going to be thinking about attachment and detachment and all of those things. All I'm doing right now, I'm sharing the diagram with you, and you can visit it later and see as you work on your understanding more about your strengths as an entrepreneur and where you want to go. You will see if there are words here that you might need to replace or things that you might need to do differently. Okay? So, ready. Again, I wanted to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right? So now you have that all joined up together. You have your inner circle connected with your outer circle. All right. Starting from the top in one of those spaces, you're going to want to slant your page a little, depending on how you want to write it. If you're an anal person, you might be using a ruler to draw these lines and you're still not finished with them. But I still love you, whatever you are, I still love you. So we want to start at the top. I wanted to start with the word family. And moving clockwise, I wanted to put the word money. Still going clockwise, I wanted to put the word space, okay? After work, possessions. After possessions, pleasure. After pleasure, friend. After friend, enemy. And moving up, after enemy, you're going to have church or place of worship. Then at the next, you have self. And then you're ending with spouse. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 words. All right? And for me, I color them. I choose a different color. And the inside word is principles. All right? So what principles guide your life? This is what this diagram is all about. What principles guide your life? You might want to substitute some of the words I have shared with you here. And after you do that, then you can continue to see how much control this diagram has over your life. Are you flexible with it? How creative were you in getting this diagram done? So the one word I know that you're going to hold on to is the word principle and the inner circle. But I know each and every one of you, as you look on the outer circle of your lives, the words there are going to be different. Because some people don't have a spouse, so you don't have to have that as a guiding principle. You probably don't go to church for whatever. You probably don't have any possession. Just a couple of things. And the list goes on and on. What does this look like for you? So you keep this one that I share with you as a kind of template to guide you into creating your own. And this is not a test. It's for you to have a visual to help you as you work towards crafting a better story or telling your story better in order to attract the right clients and customers to you. All right? We still have 29 minutes remaining. So if you have any questions about what I have said for the past hour and a half, please call me 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. Connect with me on Twitter, and I am Dynamic Daphne. On Facebook.com, I am Dynamic Daphne. On LinkedIn, Instagram, and Pinterest, I am Daphne Clark Hudson. All right. So I just pray that so far I've said something that has tickle your fancy in some way and that can help you to become more creative with what you are doing in your business. You know, go out there, create some new things and make things happen. I have found out that I have to spend time knowing myself, reinventing myself, transforming myself, empowering myself so that I can have a lot to give to my clients. You cannot give what you do not have. I want you to remember that. You can only give what you have. So in order to do that, you must understand about who you are. I want to welcome guest 279 to the show. You know who you are so that when you go out there and you command a fee for your service or your product, you are not placing the value on the tangible. You are placing the value on the result that it's getting your client. And don't be pricing your product or services based on what somebody else's price is. You're going to try to undercut and go cheaper because you think you're going to make more money. It doesn't work like that. People pay for quality. So if you know what you have, you know the result, you know the problem it solves, people will do business with you not because it is cheap. Because people don't like cheap. You don't like cheap. So why do you think somebody else is going to like cheap? It doesn't work like that. But the reason people want to go cheap is because they don't believe in themselves. And by not believing in themselves, they don't have the confidence to go out there and say, here, this is what I want for my service. This is what my service costs. This is what my product costs. They are afraid, nobody else is charging that. Nobody else has what you have. What you have is special. All right? So let me hear from you guys, 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. Okay, I had to get a little sip of my lemon water. Okay, so I pray that what I've shared this morning makes some sense to you. And I want to just point some things out that you need to stay true to what you are about. Don't waver about it. Don't be saying one thing this minute and the next minute you're saying another one. You got to stay committed to what you're called to do. Stay true to it. Remember what I mentioned about being authentic, being true. You know? And you have to invest in the result that you want. Invest in the result that you are seeking. And be around people who have been where you are now, and be around people who will groom you to get to where they are. And success is scary, but you don't need to be afraid. If you are in the right surroundings, if you hang out with the right people, if you are not the smartest one in the group where you are, you'll be all right. However, if you are the smartest one where you are, and people keep taking from you, it's going to be a problem. So don't be afraid to exit when it's time to exit. Don't be afraid. Trust me. I have survived it, and if I have survived it, so can you. You are probably listening to this segment, and you are probably thinking, but I am kind of confused. I really don't know my story. I don't know what my strengths are. You know, what can I highlight here? Ask, ask, ask. There are many ways to ask. And you can also do surveys. There are several things online that you can use to do a survey. So write letters and ask people. You know, ask people one-on-one, and then you can record the reply that they are giving you right there. So you can, once you get into the privacy of your home, you can listen to it, and you can go from that. But don't be afraid to ask, because I tell you, there is so much out there to learn, so much to learn. So I want you to go out there and make the things happen for you. When I started my business back when I did, I didn't know what it was like to do what I was doing. I had to go invest and learn about this arena. And I am so glad that I did that. You know, because I am so happy that I can help people redesign their lives and what they're about. I can just help them see a different way. Can be the same for you, you know? You're in business for a reason. You're an entrepreneur for a reason. You know, entrepreneurs are made, out of different fabric. You know, we are no ordinary tapestry. We have strong bounce back ability. We have amazing resilience. And if you have not yet came to that realization, before long, you will. But I'm here to tell you to stick it out. Stick it out. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on yourself. You know, and don't, excuse me, don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to ask for help. I am here to tell you that you are going to be so excited that you play full out. You are going to be saying, I am so happy that I played full out. All right, we still have a few minutes. You can call in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. Let me hear from you. Okay. 646-915-8166. Is there any questions from the people in the chat room? And I want to remind you to check out my Google Hangouts. I don't even remember the address for that. And my YouTube videos, go check them out and leave me a little comments there and everything. Just help to just pat my back a little. Let me know whether you get anything out of that. And for those of you who are in Connecticut, I'm looking for some volunteers for my TV show. You get trained, you get to learn the cameras, you'll get to learn what it takes to produce a TV show. And guess what, guys? The training is free. You don't have to pay for it. And it's 12 long hours. You get a nice certificate that you can use. And you can use that in your bio or resume as well. I know many people who have done the training, and they started out as volunteers, and then later on in life, they found an opportunity where they got a real job working as part of a production crew. So, again, one more thing. If you have any, if you know of anyone who has an amazing story that they would like to share with the world, ask them to reach out to me. And if you have not yet joined me on the radio show here, mark it as favorite. Follow me, and each and every time when we are on the air, you will get an alert that tells you who is on the air with me, and you can also be part of that audience. So we are always looking for conversation, and we are looking to roll out some new programs in a couple of months. So we are just so excuse me, excited about all the new opportunities. I have two more books I'm working on, entrepreneurial books, and I'm excited about that. So just stay tuned. There's some other program that I'm working back on about, all the new foods and things that I'm doing with my health and all of that, I want to share with people about the different aspects that I am using to transform my life, and I want to share it with you as well. So I pray that this conversation this morning has helped you. I want you to remember that you have the power inside of you to do what it is you were called to do. Do not discourage yourself. If you feel that your blades are getting dull, I ask that you partner with someone that will help to sharpen your saw blades. What they say, iron sharpens iron. Sometimes when I consider what tremendous conquests come from little things, I am tempted to think there are no little things. And that's a quote by Bruce Barton. And I'm sharing that because, you know, a lot of times we think that the blade in our saw is dull and it won't be able to cut any wood. And it really doesn't need as much sharpening as we are probably thinking it does. So it might be just that one person to go out and have coffee with and share that burning idea that you have in mind and just to bounce it off on them. It might be somebody on one of your social media connection that you want to say, well, you know, this thing is tugging at me. I mean, I want to share it with you, what your thoughts are. It might be somebody that you go do yoga with. It might be somebody you meditate with or pray with or just have lunch with. But you never know who will be the next file that will help to sharpen your blade. However, I don't want any of us to be lingering around with dull blades. I want each and every one of us to sharpen our blades, keep them sharp so that we can always deliver. So here I am again reaching out to you to support us at the Breakfast Feeding Program. So please go visit www.gofundme.com/1. The letter G, the number 4, the letter M, the numbers 3 and 8. Please donate what you can and help us to provide a hot breakfast for the children at the Carmel All Age School in Jamaica, West Indies. If you have never been hungry, you don't know what it is to be hungry. I was born and raised in that district. I went to that school. The only difference is that my parents were farmers, and whatever we had for dinner the night before, they would save something from that for breakfast in the morning, or they would roast a breadfruit or something. And I want to help to make a difference in the lives of those children. All right? The Lord works from the inside out. The world works from the outside in. The world would take people out of the world would take people out of the slums, Christ takes slums out of people, and then they take themselves out of the slums. The world would mold men by changing their environment. Christ changes men who then change the environment. The world would shape human behavior, but Christ can change human nature. Whatever it is that you are experiencing today, learn the lessons from it and go out there, rock the world, make a difference with the service or the product that you are using. Know that you are called to do the business that you are doing for a reason. You were born for a destiny. Don't let anyone or anything derail you off of that destiny.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
See the breaking of day. It's death.
And
I know. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.